Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. From the 2003 Lake Chelan History Notes is this story about Claude Southwick, a man with many stories to tell of his years spent on Lake Chelan. He was known as Sonny to his family and friends. Always interested in the history of the Lake Chelan area, Claude served many years on the board of directors of the Lake Chelan Historical Society and was always available to haul, carry, fix, and generally do anything that needed doing at the museum. Sonny was born in 1930. During one winter, it took 4 cords of wood in 2 weeks to heat the house, and the cow had to be kept on the porch to keep warm. Claude W., his dad, worked for the Lake Chelan Boat Company and in 1941 went to work for Chelan Box, towing rafts of logs down lake with the Wanda. As a young boy, Claude would ride with his dad on the boats. He particularly remembered the Cascade Flyer and the Speedway, as well as the 15 to 30 mail stops they would often make to people living along the shore. Among those was Ida Piltz, a widow who lived at Canoe Creek, had an orchard of English walnuts, and raised her children all by herself. Ida Piltz lived at Canoe Creek. Her son would stay with the Southwicks in the winter and go to school. Jack Ashby was on the boat with Claude, and Ida would give them fried squirrel that had fed on walnuts. Good eating. Claude told Jack it was chicken, but then Jack realized that it didn't look like chicken. One time, Ida's dog had tangled with a porcupine and had quills in his nose, mouth, etc., and she wanted to go to Meadow Creek where John Gray would take them out. The boat stopped at Canoe Creek. Claude wrapped the dog in a blanket, took out as many quills as he could, and then dropped Ida and the dog off at Meadow Creek. No charge, just helped out. People helped everyone else when needed. Daisy Weaver baked fine pies, and one day she rowed out to the Wanda in her aluminum boat and told Claude Sr. that she needed a cedar log taken down lake to 25 Mile Creek, and that it would be worth a couple of pies from her. They towed the log and enjoyed pies along the way. In 1945, Claude helped his dad on the Mergot, working as an unpaid deckhand. The Mergot served as a taxi during the 5 months of filming the movie Courage of Lassie with Elizabeth Taylor and Frank Morgan. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.